It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, no fear, no fear, no fear, here on Declare Your Independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, here on freedomsphoenix.com. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. What we're going to be doing today, we're going to be talking to June Dam. June Dam is with RP2012.org, and I am certain that RP stands for Ron Paul. Now, they're going to have some mechanism by which you can help do something in support of the cause of liberty. The representation that is done by Ron Paul so well of what it is to be free. And we need to do whatever we can to help change the culture. Well, June Dam has a mechanism by which to do that at RP2012.org. June, you know, from the beginning, man, tell me every little old thing.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Ernie. RP2012.org is a platform for people to take political action and reach out to voters in Iowa, which is the most critical state, I think, in this entire election, and make a difference and reach out to Iowans, Republicans, and independents to have them get them to go out to the Iowa caucuses to vote for Ron Paul. So that's the main thrust of RP2012.org. It's a phone banking platform. It's a, you know, when you think about ways to reach out to people, you know, you can go door to door, you can, you know, send somebody something in the mail, but the third, piece is making phone calls to people. It's a direct way of reaching out and making a difference. So, again, RP2012.org is mainly a phone banking platform.
Okay, now listen, let me go ahead and ask some questions. I'm on the site right now. I go in to RP2012.org, and I go, okay, I want to help. And the first thing I go into about, and it talks about what you're doing and kind of what you discussed here. But if I want to get phone numbers, if I want to get involved, if I want to start making phone calls, walk me through the process, because I click the button, get involved, and then it's going to ask me for my name and email and so on. We sign up and get into the system. Assuming I did that, then what? What do I get for that?
Great, great. So if you get up, follow those steps, you know, again, go to volunteer login and then put in your name and email. You get a, there's a dashboard in front of you. It's on the computer, and you just click on a button that says actions, or the actions tab. You have a list of actions to perform, and one of those should be make phone calls to Iowa. You know, we have different regions we call, but, you know, you just click on that, and you click on start phone banking, and then numbers will come up one by one. It's very easy to get started.
Okay, now I'm ready. I'm ready to, I got all my information in here, and I'm ready to hit sign up now. I give my email here. How much spam am I going to get?
No, you're not going to get the, you know, you can opt into the newsletter we have, you know, that just.
What's going to happen to the database? Is this going to be shared with anybody? How much, I mean, I got enough list I'm on, you know, because people, that's the first thing that they're going to look at. I'm going, okay, I'm going to go in, I'm going to hit sign up, I'm giving somebody my email in support of Dr. Paul. What happens to that database?
Well, we just, use it to remind people about things related with RP2012, mainly just phone banking and, every once in a while news about, you know, what's you know, coming up in Ron Paul's campaign, but we're just focused on making calls. So anything focused on that.
Does anybody else get that database?
No.
Okay. He says no. All right. So I go in there and I push the button. All right. Welcome. Now I'm selecting a state here. Now, if I wanted to help Iowa, am I going to be paying for long distance phone calls from Arizona?
You know what? Yeah, you know, you will have to use your own phone to call out to Iowa. So we are, you know, people have cell phones, unlimited calling plans. But, you know, you can also use Google Talk, which is another way to make calls for free to Iowa.
Okay, yeah, good point. Okay, so, yeah, I have unlimited on my cell phone, and of course, you can use Google or Skype or whatever the heck, you know, you can make phone calls. I get it. Okay. So I go and I pick Iowa, and it would be, what is it, IA? So I go in.
Well, this asks you for your state. So we just for reference. And then, you know, so you can put your state, which is Arizona.
And there's a checkbox. Keep me informed of ways I can help or not. Okay, so then I go start. Getting started is easy. Thanks for joining, blah, blah, blah. Complete your profile. I can go in and I'm in a database. All right. So then I can recruit friends to do this, and then you can watch how it's impacting everything. Now, where am I going now to get to where I can start making calls into Iowa?
Okay. You go to if you go to actions.
Okay. Where am I doing action?
There's the actions tab.
Okay, there's a tab, actions, got it. Okay, so I go actions.
Uh-huh.
Okay, watch Iowa Costing Training video, how to make calls for free. There you go. Operation Stump for Paul in Iowa, make calls to Iowa General, complete your profile. Okay, so it's walking me through, cool. So I go make calls to Iowa General. Thank you for phone banking. Thanks for helping out. You can yada, 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 go to dashboard. So I go to the dashboard. And
yeah, so you clicked on the general. That actually, we just finished that list. So there should be one that pops up that says make calls to region 3.
Yeah, make calls one. Region 3, got it. Okay, so I pick on that. Ready to start phone banking,
Yeah.
Call, now it says Amy Burkle-Sheehy, name and a phone number. So I'm just, and then it has a script. Ooh, see how you are? Okay. So I have this person that I'm going to be calling right now. So I make this call. It has a sample script. I talk to him. And if there's a voicemail, it gives me, this person doesn't have, they don't have voicemail. Interesting. Okay. So then I go through, I have a questionnaire. Do you this? Do you that? What about this? All right. Very cool. And you can record the responses if you wanted. Okay, so then I put on here, it's busy or no answer, wrong number, unreceptive, stop phone banking on this person. Okay, so what you've done is you have created a mechanism by which anybody from anywhere can use the database that you have on people and call them, and what this make calls to Iowa Region 3. Describe to me why we're focused on Iowa Region 3 and what's that mean?
Yeah, it's just a way of organizing it. You know, we have, we're calling all of Iowa, but we just separated into different regions. So, you know, we have team leaders in different regions to help focus or keep focus. And so, you know, so there's different regions that, you know, we have in Iowa. It's very simple to do. You know, again, there's the surveys, as you mentioned, that we just fill out so that we have information. The main thing, our calls are the main focus of the calls is actually to identify Ron Paul supporters and then encourage them to deliver a 2-minute speech. And then there's other, ways we can, you know, use that information. I mean, they could be volunteers. They can, we ask them to bring other people. We let them know to spread the word and things like that. But the main thing is we think there's a huge opportunity for them to make a difference by delivering a speech for Ron Paul at a caucus. I mean, I could explain that process you know, Iowa's a little bit different than most states.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Let's walk this step by step so that, you know, the listeners, because they're not looking at this. Now, you can go to rp2012.org, and if you give me your email, you can go through this process and see what's going on. Now, what I can see is this is for especially a state like Iowa that has caucusing. Now, there's different ways you can do it for, like, New Hampshire that's more of a primary and maybe done a little bit different, but I can see what this does. It identifies people as what level of support or leanings or whatever. You have a mechanism by which you can create a database that you can have people either stop by, send them stuff, give them things. It's like identifying supporters and giving them the maximum resources that they need to amplify their support. Am I right?
Yes, exactly.
So by doing this, you've taken an enormous job, and you've opened it up, the focus on Iowa, to the entire support structure across the planet for Dr. Paul, by which they can go into your system here, and it just pops up. It has, I call Amy, and I do my spiel. Now, let's go ahead and how do I know when I finish it? Do I hit, okay, let's say busy, no answer. So that doesn't mess up any of your crap. Somebody will still call him later. Then it goes to the next one, Randall. I call Randall, and I go through the same thing. And then by filling out, you know, yes, no, whatever, on this stuff. Very cool. So this produces some type of a database that goes to whom for what?
Yeah, so the main thing is we're focusing on undecideds and Ron Paul supporters. If they answer no, they're not a supporter, we'll most likely ignore them. We're not trying to, you know, get too detailed of the information from those that don't support Ron Paul. So, but if they're undecided, they're open. It's open. It's a, you know, kind of, this is a grassroots effort. We encourage people to, you know, keep in contact with the undecideds and, you know, follow up every once in a while. So we leave it open. If they, you know, if you answer the survey with, you know, undecided, if they're undecided, then we'll have it in our database and we'll follow up with the undecideds. If they are a Ron Paul supporter, then we gather information about if they're going to attend the caucus, if they can volunteer, if they can deliver a speech at the caucus. And so we have that information. And then, you know, we can, you know, connect with people in Iowa to pass that information along so that they're connected and directed to the campaign. And, you know, they can help out.
Okay. So, now this, I can see the power of this. Now, who's doing this and for what and where did it start from and where is it based out of and who are you? I mean, you know, give the audience the whole thing, man.
Okay, great. So, you know, my story, I'm a Ron Paul supporter, been a supporter since 2007. And, you know, I watched a YouTube video of Ron Paul debating Giuliani, and that's how I got started, you know, that famous video. And, you know, it's, after that, I went to New Hampshire to help out there. Been, you know, helping out locally in California as an organizer, and my focus all throughout after, you know, the Ron Paul campaign was trying to learn more about the political process and how you win politically. And I found that, you know, a lot of the traditional methods actually are important, critical for winning. You know, making phone calls, going door to door, you know, reaching out to voters that way. So that's been my focus. I helped out with the John Dennis campaign in 2010. And, you know, I felt this, you know, Ron Paul, you know, when he announced, I realized, you know, hey, we can really help out the campaign from the grassroots. But, you know, we didn't necessarily have to kind of work within the campaign, traditional campaign structure. I thought, you know, even as a grassroots organization, we could do a lot of the traditional things, make phone calls and go door to door. But it was actually, there's benefits by, you know, going outside the traditional campaign structure and, you know, keep it more grassroots oriented. You know, I think there's a, there's, you know, just for example, I mean, when you make a phone call to someone and you say you're from the grassroots, think it's a lot, you know, it's different than saying you're part of an official campaign. It's it's more neighborly. It's just it's just different. So you could do a lot of the same things. You don't have to have, you could play a little bit more loose. You could do things that traditional campaigns are, more conservative about.
I'm with you. I have complete understanding. I want to go through the mechanisms that you used here. Let's go and ask some questions. One, how long have you been doing this program, this ability that you provided me right here, right now? And, you know, we could even make a call. Let me see if we can do that. I'd have to set it up here to put it into the show. But, you know, I make this call right now, and talk to these people, and I get done with it, and it goes into your database, and you make use of however you massage this. Does that go to other activists in your organization or people there, or does somehow it feed into the campaign, or could it feed into the campaign? Is it even legal?
It's fine. We just connect them on the ground and give them information. There's no problem giving information about contacts are from the official campaign.
Not that I care, what that I'd love to have that court case anyway. Bring it on. But what I'm looking at here, how long has this been going on?
Yeah, so to answer that question, we started for the AIM straw poll. We thought that was the most important event before the primary elections. And so we stopped back in late May, and we made probably about 35,000 phone calls for the AIM straw poll. And about 1,500 commitments. If you add up those that said, yes, they'll attend the straw poll, and, they'll bring a bunch of people, we counted that. So there was about, 1,500 commitments. You never know, if you, maybe 1,000 of those showed up. So we probably made that, we've made a big impact on the results of the straw poll. So, and that was the main purpose of this program, just to focus on the AIM straw poll. And then we decided, okay, well, we'll do the first couple states using this program as well. And that's what our goal is. Really, actually, just Iowa now, because our resources are a little bit limited. Time is a little limited too. So we said, well, if anything, we'll have to choose which one's the most important. We have experience in Iowa. We make calls. We have lists that we've called before, and so we're going to focus on that all the way up until January 3rd. So.
And what kind of results have you had? If you got the returns from the people that put this in, you have to be able to see, is Ron Paul's support growing? Is it going? You probably more than most people have kind of an idea of the impact of the campaign.
It's hard to tell. You could maybe get a sense of more and more support over the last month or so, with undecided, it's being more open. In general, I think people have been open to Ron Paul there, and our lists they seem to have a lot of supporters. So it's hard to measure. it's hard to measure. We haven't really looked at it in that much detail about the trends. But as you can see, the polls are pretty accurate, I think, in general. But again, the media controls the polling too, because who's the flavor of the month?
Yeah, that's why I ask you. I think you'd be more in tune than whatever they're doing. But when you have this information that goes to the street and you make this available to the people, this has to have like a second phase to it. Okay, we have identified these people. That list goes to whom?
Yeah. So we connect people, to the campaign. We direct people, we follow up and say, hey, connect with, so-and-so here on the ground. Our main focus really is to find people that are willing to deliver speeches. That's kind of a...
Okay, go ahead and explain that to me. You're talking about there's levels of caucusing that go on in Iowa. First, you got to explain that to me, and then what the mechanism by which the people actually participate in that. So go ahead.
Okay, so I'll explain a caucus for those that don't know, what a caucus is. It's a meeting of you know, of maybe 50 to 100, maybe 200 people in the neighborhood. You know, it's they all meet at the same time at 7 p.m. on a Tuesday for Iowa. And they conduct party functions. And one of those is to conduct a straw poll for who they support for the presidential nominee. So, so it's a, you know, it's very different from other places where you just vote for a person at a poll. You know, that you get together with a bunch of people. It's pretty, you know, it's pretty chaotic. It's 50 to 100 people, and you know, you elect a temporary, or actually a chairman and secretary to conduct the meetings. And anyway, so the main part is the straw poll to show, you know, who that neighborhood supports for the presidential nomination. During that vote, or before that vote, there's an opportunity for at least one person to speak on a candidate's behalf for a couple of minutes, and that's very, very powerful. You know, there's a lot of undecideds that show up to a caucus and they haven't made up their mind. So a very good speech can make a huge difference. It's funny because John Dennis, he ran for Congress in San Francisco. He actually helped out with the Ron Paul campaign in 2008. He went to a caucus because you know, he was helping out, and their precinct captain went MIA. So one of the managers, campaign managers over there, told you know, asked him to cover for him and or cover for you know, the missing precinct captain. And you know, they started out that caucus with 6 Ron Paul supporters, you know, because they could identify people, you know, at the caucus. You know, they just asked people, you know, who, you know, if they support Ron Paul. So they had 6 supporters in the beginning. He spoke along with another veteran for Ron Paul, and they picked up 14 more votes in that caucus. So they went from 6 votes to 20 out of 50. So they went, you know, they gained 28%. They went from 12% to 40%. And I think they tied Huckabee in that precinct. So, you know, we felt that, hey, you know, this is a huge opportunity if we're organized all across Iowa with, you know, good public speakers that stump for Ron Paul, we can make a huge difference. So, you know, there's only 1,784 precincts. The campaign is, you know, I think back then they didn't have precinct captains for about 500 precincts. And, you know, that's a huge, I think, a hole of a gap that, you know, they, you know, we could have filled as Ron Paul supporters.
Okay, so let's go ahead and go through the next step of this. As we go to these neighborhood caucusings and people get their 2-minute speech, I support Ron Paul because I'm not a communist, and you have the people going, yay, I'm not either, and freedom and life and liberty and everything, yay, then that number transfers to what? Is that just the straw poll? So that's what they talk to Iowa straw poll, because that's not the main caucus that they, you know, or is that it? Is that the number that gets reported?
Yeah, exactly. It is the number that gets reported. You know, after the speeches, they all count the votes, and they add it up throughout all the precincts, and that number is what the media gets. And if Ron Paul wins, I mean, that's huge. I think that's, you know, that's the goal.
Okay, so those that have familiarity with the Ames straw poll, Ames and that straw poll event kind of thing has nothing to do, other than just it's a moneymaker for the party, has nothing to do with what this process is. This process is local precinct captain, 1,700 locations where they caucus. They get together and they're like, okay, let's you know, see if it's safe to vote for Ron Paul. And some people are just going to do it regardless. But if you, so your real function and goal of this entire phone system is to try and identify not only supporters that are going there, but also speakers that are capable, willing, and good at making a speech in support of Ron Paul, so that you get that caucus number that it determines the winner of the Iowa caucus.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. So now we're doing 1,700 and whatever precincts. Now, they're done by precincts. Is that what they call them?
Yeah, precincts, it's the smallest, I guess, geographic political unit is called the precinct. So, you know, maybe 500, 1,000 households.
Okay, so these precincts, the neighbors, are here they come. Now, you know, I mean, you know that the other campaign, certainly let's say like Santorum, you know, Huckabee, Santorum, same group, okay? You had the Christian right coming in, they're going, you know, onward Christian soldier, we got to go bomb Iran, all right? So they come in, and they're going to have the greatest speaker and jihad, and they're going to be afeared, and they're going to, we're all going to die. So they do their spiel and whatever, and then you got somebody of certainly, hopefully, a more freedom-oriented quality individual gets up to make the case for what Ron Paul is saying, and that supposedly is going to have an influence on the people there to make a decision, right?
Yes, exactly.
Now, in that how many people are able to speak at this caucus?
So each candidate gets, 2 minutes. So you could, you know, if you're, you know, Ron Paul supporter, you know, you could get together with people there to decide who gets to speak, but you can share a couple minutes, too. That's what often happens, you know. One person could get a minute, and the other person can get the other minute.
Well, how do you vet these guys? How do you determine who is or isn't a good speaker or even a supporter or not a provocateur or agent from the other side? I mean, how do you make these determinations?
Yeah, you know, people usually go, they can go meet beforehand if the campaign has, you know, identified supporters, they try to get them beforehand to prepare for the caucus. And, you know, there's other functions to the caucus. You also elect delegates. So, you know, you need to meet beforehand to determine, okay, who's going to also, you know, run as a delegate. But that's a separate issue. The main part of it is you know, delivering the speech and trying to get as many votes as possible.
Okay, so let's go ahead and, you know, get this down. We have a lot of different functions, okay? There's, you know, mailings that you do. There's a campaign. There's Ron certainly is debate performances and all this other stuff. You get this information, and what this all boils down to is two things. One, people to actually go to the caucus to vote, and two, identifying the people that can give a quality speech to have an influence on the undecideds there to vote, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so the people that are going to give their presentations at these caucuses, have you ever been to one of these? Do you understand how they set aside the time? Like, I would imagine if you're only getting 2 minutes per candidate, I would think that there may be, I don't know, 7, 8 that they got, and then they probably had a few more just because, you know, Fred wants to get up there and say he likes Fred. And so you would, I would imagine, let's say you have a dozen times 2 minutes, so you're looking at, you know, a half hour or so in the speech process. Does it go that fast? Are there more business? There's more business that's done, and how do they actually vote? Do they put it on a piece of paper? Are they going to make a chalk on a board? I mean, how do they actually do it?
Yeah, so they do the, number one, they do the vote in the beginning. That's the first part of business, first item on the agenda, the vote. You know, the other, you know, voting for delegates comes after that. So it's, you know, you have to get there around 7, and you're probably right. It probably takes half an hour, maybe more. And people speak probably over the 2 minute limit until, you know, the chairman says, oh, hey, you've over, you know, you're out of time. It's very, and it would probably be on a case by case. All the precincts are different. They're conducted differently by the different chairmen, but, you know, essentially it.
Okay, so generally, let's walk it through so people understand what they're looking at. I come into the meeting at 7 o'clock. I said, everybody get your seat, you know, bang on the gavel, and we all come to order, and we sit, and okay, and we got who's here for this candidate, this candidate, this candidate. They get up. They have 3 or 4 guys will stand up there, 1 guy, 5 guys, 2 minutes. They make their spiel, because, and they get done with that, and they go, okay, after the speeches, then they're going to say, okay, now we're going to take the vote. Do you know the mechanism by which that is done? Is it on paper, secret ballot? Is it raising a hand? How do they do it?
Yeah, I believe it's a ballot that they have, and they just, bubble in who they support, and they all hand it in. And then, and you know, I haven't been to an Iowa caucus, so I don't know the exact, you know, but I'm pretty sure that's the way they do it. They have a ballot, you know, a secret ballot, and they just hand those in. And I think at the end of the meeting, there is a count, and I think all the different representatives of the different campaigns gets to
stand there and watch.
Yeah, exactly. Watch the vote count. So there is that, and you can help out with that if you, you know, even as out of state volunteer, you can actually come there and deliver the speech, and then even help out with a vote count too. You just can't vote. You can't be a delegate. And, you know, you just have to be able to mix in with the crowd. And usually it's pretty chaotic, so people won't even know if you're not there. You know, you're not from Iowa. So.
Okay, so now let's go ahead and assume we've gone through this process, given the speeches, they've had the vote, they count it, they come up with the winner, and they go, in this precinct, Ron Paul wins, yay, 60% versus everybody else sucks, okay? Then what? What do they do with that number? That's what gets reported. How do they take, is there delegates that are selected in some way, and then they go where and for what?
Yeah, so the vote count is the main thing. I mean, once they count the vote, they call it into their county chairman, and the county chairman tallies up all the votes for, you know, all the precincts in their county, and then the county chairman, you know, relay that information to the state. I think that's how it works. You know, the delegate process is funny. Okay, so this whole process of the, you know, electing who they support, it's non-binding. There's no, it doesn't make a difference on you know, the actual nomination process. It's just it's another straw poll vote, just like the Ames straw poll. It's just a straw poll vote. It's not binding. It doesn't affect anything. It's just, but it's everything that the media focuses on. That's the funny thing. You know, whoever wins percentage-wise is the winner of Iowa. Doesn't mean it has any relevance to, you know, the actual nomination process. That is actually done by delegates that are elected, you know, after the vote. So, but that's not, you know, our focus is something that is, you know, just more of, you know, just, the vote is the main thing because it's what the media.
Okay, I understand that. Now let's go ahead and go to the next stage. The delegates. Are the delegates selected at this meeting, or does that come later another time?
The delegates are selected at this meeting. So, so that's another thing. You know, Ron Paul supporters can get together beforehand and see, you know, who they want to vote for to move on to. You know, the other conventions, because what happens is you get to vote for three delegates in the precinct, I believe it's three. And so, you know, you have to coordinate beforehand because, you know, if there's all these Ron Paul supporters that want to be delegates, sometimes a vote can get split amongst your supporters at the caucus, and you might not be able to get enough to move on. So, you know, you probably have to, you know, get together and identify who, you know, you want to move on at the caucus and make sure everybody knows and votes for that person. So there's a vote for who becomes delegate and who eventually goes on to the nomination process for, you know, the presidential nomination. So,
okay. Now, can I specify who I want to call? I mean, if I coordinate this with a mailing that I'm supporting on something else, can I say, okay, well, I want to call these people, or just kind of randomly comes up in regions, whatever?
Can you repeat the question?
If I have friends that live in a particular precinct or something like that, and I want to call that, I want to focus on a specific area, can I get your system to serve up those numbers?
We could probably find a list in a particular area in Iowa, but our list is pretty, it's split up into 10 different regions. So these are, you know, these cover multiple counties. So this is a larger region that we're covering. So we're not as granular. We can, if we wanted to, we can load up lists, you know, independently. We just have a more broad list that covers all the counties, and we just split it up into.
Yeah, no, the only reason I ask is that if you're doing multiple activism and somebody takes ownership of a specific precinct, and it's just like My precinct, I got this, I win, ah, ha, ha, ha. You know, I mean, you take responsibility for your area on multiple methods of communication. So it's just, I was just wondering if I could do that, because that's what I'm all about. I go, I win! I got 103%, you know? So
Yeah.
So this is...
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice if we could do that, but at this time, we're just a little broader, because I don't, it's, in terms of manpower, it's 1,784 precincts.
Okay, now who are we, so what you're really doing is, after you have created this, you've done this, you've identified these people, now you're really taking the ball and handing it over to the campaign for them to make use of it? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, directing the people. I mean, we direct people. We just give them information about, okay, hey, this is the campaign contact person. So, you know, go ahead and contact there. But you know, we'll follow up with people. There aren't that many people that, you know, our focus is mainly, you know, getting people to the caucus. We'll remind people to go to the caucus, let them know, give them information, just as if, you know, just as a campaign would do, and follow up with the undecided. So we'll do all that.
That's a big giant problem with me, is you just, we did all this work and you give it to a political campaign, man. That's a kiss of death.
Yeah, no, I mean, we'll follow up and do all the things, but we definitely want to have them connect with them, and so that they can coordinate, all the supporters can coordinate with campaigns. So, but we'll follow up and give reminders. It's essentially, we'll do the get out the vote as well. And, you know, we just identify the supporters. I'll let them know all the contacts in their area, and then we'll coach them up. We have resources for them to look at if they want sample speeches, if they want. We're going to create resources for them to so that they're comfortable delivering speeches. So that's what our focus is, on top of, you know, just getting people to the caucus.
Okay, now this came about as just kind of an organic, this is what needs to be done, how the system works, we're just going to do it? Or is this a template followed by the other campaigns do this stuff? Are you in competition with them for the same kind of thing? Because I would imagine if I'm, you know, an important election like this, and I live in Iowa, and oh my goodness, I registered to vote as a Republican, I'm getting the crap beat out of me on my phone, you know? I'm wondering how effective this method, I mean, I can see the importance of it. I can see, I mean, it's a boots ground kind of thing. I mean, you got to be at these caucuses. So I'm going, okay, I understand how this works. So this, the reception of this is what? I mean, are they, you are identifying the people and they're like, yep, going to be there. I'm done. I'm motivated. Rock and roll. Good time. Let's do it. So this is, I mean, what kind of numbers are you getting that you think you're going to bring to the caucuses?
So, you know, our first goal is just to, you know, supplement and complement the campaign on, you know, the numbers. I mean, they're getting precinct captains, all across Iowa, and, you know, maybe they have, you know, 500, precinct captains that, they were 500 precincts short the last time around, but this time around they'll probably have maybe, it's not easy to get precinct captains, but maybe 100 or 200 or 300. They won't have that many. You know, let's say a couple hundred. I think they're doing a lot better job this time around getting precinct captains. So let's say they'll have 200 left. But, you know, we're just trying to help them fill up those remaining precincts with, you know, people that will volunteer or actually stump for Ron Paul. The other thing is the campaign, from what I'm looking at the campaign, they're trying to get people to volunteer. They have caucus training. So the whole process is what they're training people on. They're getting, you know, so going door to door, making phone calls the same way. But they're not. I think the focus is not necessarily on the delivery of the speeches. I mean, it's not emphasized as much as what we're trying to do. We're focusing more on the speeches. So if, you know, we double up on a call, we call someone that's been called by the campaign, we just say, hey, you know, we want you to, you know, just consider speaking for Ron Paul, and that's kind of our
because
main
of your experience with John Dennis doing it in the past, what an impact that had, and you go, you know what, we get key people giving good speeches, doing whatever, we win.
Exactly. I mean, it's huge. It's strategically, I mean, I think it's we can get organized. It's not easy. It's not like all campaigns are able to do this. It's not. I think it's rare to be able to organize this way. But if we're, our thought is that if we focus on it, we organize around that concept, we can really have a huge advantage. And Ron Paul supporters, out of any compared to any candidate, they are the most likely to even deliver speech. They're the most passionate, the most knowledgeable. So, I mean, just imagine what other campaigns have to work with. it's not like you can say much about any of the candidates.
I know exactly what they do. Jihad, Durka Jihad, we're all going to die, vote for him, let's go have a war. That's your A game? I mean, it's amazing. We got to be afraid, we need more. I seen the last two televised debates on foreign policy scared the living crap out of me. I mean, it was, who was the more militant? Who is going to bomb Iran first? I mean, I'm like, wow, are the people in support of this? Well, Iowa is a good example of people going into a room and are passionate about support. I can't imagine that you would have all. Now, I can imagine that the big bad guys will have somebody get up there and give a speech and say, be afeared. And the Muslims are coming or something, and we need to, feel them up in their burqas at the airports kind of crap. I mean, I can see where this goes, but I'm not sure the impact that would have on the people that were actually there. And the support in many different ways with the canvassing and the mailings and the information being given to the people and the motivation to go and the identifying of the supporters, like what you're doing, and the people to give the speeches and the caucusing and so on. I would imagine the other campaigns are, of course, doing the same kind of thing. I'm just thinking that the culture shift, the process by which the people are exposed to what's happening in the world, to what Ron's been saying up on stage, I can't imagine that a group of 200 people in a room are going to be so swayed by what these guys say or the media says is important and so on. I think there's a sea change out here, and I understand the importance of what you're doing. And I'm going, okay, so we're going to go ahead. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and we'll put this up on Freedom's Phoenix, along with some other activism that's going on we want to help work with, as another opportunity for people to make. And you see, it comes up. I see on your thing here, it says make 50 calls. So it starts, here's number one, here's number two. So you get a script here, and if you stop, you just, okay, I'm done. You close it out, and it just sends whatever you did that day or however many you did. So let's say over a week or so, you make five calls a day. You can get your 50 done in less than 2 weeks. Or you just do it all at one sitting, or you do whatever. And like you say, you got unlimited on your cell phone or using Skype or Google Talk or whatever. You can do it for free, and you call and say, yo, what's up? I'm from state of, and would you please, and we're identifying, and are you support? No, I want to kill. Well, thanks for playing, and boom, next. I mean, you don't got to waste time with these guys, So you're just trying to identify them. You get them to go to these caucuses and say, look, and I bet you people in Iowa, they know how the system works. Now, how many people get to go to, do the independents get to go to these caucuses? Is it just registered Republicans? How does that work?
It's technically a closed primary, but you can register on that day as a Republican. So if you're independent or Democrat or whatever, you can just show up at the caucus and pick up the form, fill it out, and participate.
Is there a charge?
What's that?
Is there a charge? Does it cost money? Like the AIM straw poll, you got to pay something?
Oh no, there's no poll tax or no. You can just go there. The only thing is, it's always good to register early. There's some shenanigans that happen every once in a while here.
Okay, so you go in there, you have the capacity to register right there. I brought the form. Oh, we ran out of forms. It sucks to be you. Oh, you know what? I just happen to have it right here. So anyway, so you go in there, you're ready. Because the problem that I've had in the past, and we've run into this over the years, is that you'll register, you'll get your card, you'll have your card from the county election department said you registered. You go to the vote and they go, hey, you know what? Got to do provisional ballot. You're not on the list. Life sucks. And I'm going, yeah. Okay. So if you can go and register right there, I'm standing right here. I am willing to register. Here's the form. I do. Boom. Now give me my credentials. I get to go vote. I mean, you know, all this kind of games that they play, you got to keep in mind, and usually from experience, they certainly the people there hopefully will have people that are experienced to help them with the process to make sure that they don't get screwed out of their opportunity to express themselves. So they go to these things. They are encouraged by whatever material they get, whatever happen on TV, how they're just sick and tired. They don't got a job, whatever. They're in support of Dr. Paul's position. They go to this event. They get in there. 7 o'clock it starts. Okay, we have some speeches. They get up and do that. Hopefully beforehand, they have made the determination of who they're going to select as the three. Now, is it always three per precinct? Per is it three delegates? Is that how it's broken down?
I believe so.
Okay, so let's assume it is. There's three. And this precinct, we go, you know what? You. And that's what we're going to vote for instead of having five guys and it splits up the vote and you don't get any. So you go, okay, we have three. These are the Ron Paul guys. See the funny hat they're wearing or the badge they got or the flag they got. I mean, whatever. These are the three guys. These are the names. You pass out little pieces of paper. You know, I've been through this before. So you go, okay, here is the slate. Well, first, you have somebody who's going to be the designated speaker, who's going to be the influential presentation that's going to say, yep, Ron Paul, we love you. So he gets up there, or a group of people, over the 2 minutes, makes that presentation. People do the voting. Ron Paul wins. They get whatever. Now it's time to vote for delegates. Now, if you have 51% in the straw poll that voted for Ron Paul, that gets reported back, and they go, yay, Ron Paul wins. I got two questions. When they do that, 51% and everybody else has done whatever, do they report that as that precinct is a winner take all, or do the straw poll numbers, you know, if you have half of them that are 100% for Ron Paul and then the others are, 49% for Ron Paul, could it split the what's reported in the media as the only one half, or is it they count the total number of people supporting them? You understand my point?
Yeah. So, number one, the delegates are...
I'm not talking about the delegates. I'm talking about the straw poll itself. If I have 5,000 votes for Ron Paul versus 4,900 for everybody else combined, but he only won half of the precincts, do they report it as half of the precincts, or do they report the number of people that supported them? I mean, is it a winner-take-all vote?
They add up all the precincts, all the votes in all the precincts. So you know, it's you could you want to win the bigger precincts because there's more people. So they add it all up, and the big total is the one they report.
Okay, so they don't report how many precincts he won. They report how many the percentage of the total of votes he got.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's a total of votes, not how many precincts. I'm sorry I was confusing about that, but that's the point that I'm trying to make. Okay. So they're going to say, all right, it doesn't matter how many precincts he won. It's how many votes total he got and what percentage of the votes are that were cast, not how many precincts he won, right?
Yes.
Okay. So when he does that total, now they go and they need to vote for the delegates. So if he goes in, he does the delegates, and he only got 49% in one particular precinct, well, then he may or may not get the three delegates for that precinct. So what you want is, so the straw poll doesn't really even matter when it comes to the delegates. He could win the straw poll and lose the delegate count, right?
Exactly. So it's a separate process, and, you know, they, you know, people just choose, you know, another part of the process, which isn't tied to the vote. And, you know, you could be a Ron Paul supporter, and even if you get, you know, no votes at the caucus, or Ron Paul gets no votes, so you could still be a delegate. You could still move on. So they just have to vote for you. You just have to go up and say why, you know, you should be a delegate.
Got it. So, now, the delegates, they go where? I mean, we have the press all reporting who won the straw poll, woo-hoo, and it went to... fill in the blank, whoever, and it could go the other way, and you have the, if you're organized enough and you got nice charismatic speeches and guys are there, you could even have you know, Newt Gingrich or whatever win the straw poll and Ron Paul get most of the delegates.
That's true, and that's important. It's important.
But those delegates go where?
So they get they get to participate in their county conventions, all the precincts. You know, they get three delegates. I'm assuming three delegates each precinct, and let's say there's 13 precincts in the county, and then they go to county convention, and then they elect delegates at that county level, and then it moves on to the state level. They vote amongst those county delegates to get the delegates for the state. And I don't know, I forget exactly how many Iowa has. There's a certain number.
So from the straw poll down on the grassroots area here, there are delegates selected that go to a county, they then go to the state, that then determine who the delegates are to the national convention.
Exactly.
See, we went through this last time in Nevada, and there was this process went through. It started at the precinct level, went to the county, same thing, but they didn't report the numbers like a caucus like they do in Iowa, and it was all a process by which they went to the state convention. Ron Paul kicked their butt. They knew it. They turned off the lights. That's when they shut down the convention and ever so sorry, we're not going to report. And they put the results in a safe that they finally sued and got out later and found out Ron Paul won. But they shut it down because there was no way in heck the process was going to allow Ron Paul to have delegates at the national convention. That's what that was all about. And after it was out of sight, out of mind, they went over here. And there was such a revolt inside the party in Nevada that now they're kind of, oh, we're so sorry. We're going to play nice this time and whatever. And I don't trust them. So the benefit in Iowa is a little bit different. Yes, you still have to go through this process for the actual delegates that go to the national convention. But what is reported is the fact that what is the grassroots, the people that showed up, did that is the main report for what goes to the media. And it's right before you go to New Hampshire. So you have, this is an important process by way. I just want people to understand, how many hurdles there are and then, the games that they play with this. But what is different in this process by doing the calls that you're doing, by, the mailings and the campaigning and the canvassing and all the process of this is to create an atmosphere and a result that are the people on the ground in their neighborhoods that show up in 50 to 200 people in their precinct that said, this is what I want. And that is hopefully, and everybody watching and making sure it's not, finagled, is that is what's reported to the media. Woohoo, the momentum starts, here we go. That's what you're working on, right?
Exactly. And it's that vote that the media pays attention to. That's the biggest, I think, that'll make the biggest impact for Ron Paul. I mean, I think he needs to win Iowa or else the second place finish, the media will ignore him. So he needs a win, and win. Iowa's the best state, the most favorable state for him. And then that, I think, if he wins Iowa, I think he'll immediately get maybe a 10-15% bump in New Hampshire. That's how big it is. I mean, I think New Hampshire is a great state. I mean, those are the two key states, but I think you just need that win to give Ron Paul a boost in New Hampshire. And then those two states will, I think, affect all, 48 states afterwards. It'll just give Ron Paul a huge boost, erased all the, electability issues. You always hear, hey, Ron Paul can't win. You hear that all the time. But when you win one state, that erases all of that, and people will come out. And people, it's that winning psychology. If you win one thing, people are going to jump on the bandwagon.
Because you're a winner.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, June, I want to make sure that we, understand how the people are going to do. Let's go ahead and summarize this. I go to rp2012.org. Mm-hmm. I go ahead and give you my email and so on, which is a hurdle some people got to go over, but that's, the requirement you have. So at least you know who they are and they're not. Because that is interesting. I mean, you would want to know who these people are because you give them access to these numbers. You don't want to be calling them and say, hey, Randall, this is Ernie, and you know what? This guy sucks, and this guy's good, and this guy, and Warren Durka Jihad. I mean, you're putting a lot of trust in the people, right off the bat anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But we're a little bit more open. I mean, we haven't had any occurrence of that, so it works out fine. But we don't give them all the numbers to call so that they could call through the whole list and do that if they wanted to. So we you call a certain number and then we follow up and ask how things went and.
So it's a kind of a check. Okay. Now, yeah. So this has been made easy, and it's free. It doesn't cost anybody anything, especially if they have unlimited. And if they don't have unlimited phone calling on their cell phone, then they can go through Google Talk. They can do Skype. They can do whatever. I got a headset for my Skype account, and this number probably would come up, and I just click on it, goes dee, 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 and I got a free Skype thing, and I use my headset. I mean, cool. So this this is something that people can do for free in their spare time, have an impact, and the way that you go through the script that you provide, or you can just, from listening to this show, they understand what the goal is. That's why I wanted to be so detailed and take the time to understand what's going on here, that you're just not calling them just to read some script, that you're going, look, we need you to go there to be a supporter and raise your hand to vote for Ron Paul. Also, we are looking for people that can articulate Ron Paul's freedom message that you can influence other people. That's important. We also have the ability for you to work with the people that they've identified. That's where you get hold of the campaign and so on, so that you can select the three people that would be the delegates. I mean, there's a process here that people need to understand, and that's where the party comes in. And whoever the party wants or has been anointed, or they say the process shall support fill in the blank name, and it's usually if you're in the control of power or seat of power people, they sure as heck don't want Ron Paul. So the people, the supporters of Dr. Paul, have to understand the process at least as well, if not better, than the party itself. And when they make it up as they go along, when they BS their way through it, when they change the process, when they play their games, that you understand it enough to stand there and know they're doing it and go, nice try, Homer Simpson. So I understand this. I just want to make sure that we went through this so that I could understand it, because if dumb old me can get it, then hopefully everybody else listening can. So this is rp2012.org. You can have a direct impact on what's going on at these caucuses. Now, this is also by your skills and being able to talk to these. I know some people that are very good at this. They're very good and personable talking to people. If you're not, there are other mechanisms that you can do to create the sea change here and change the culture. By, there's different mailing projects, so we've talked about before and so on. But this is a free mechanism by which you can have an impact on this. And as time goes on, I've interviewed John Dennis before when he was running up there. We've talked before, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay, and I remember now. Yeah, you were a big supporter of John Dennis in San Francisco when he was running against Pelosi.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember now. So this is, how did you get involved by working with John Dennis that you all of a sudden, you've taken your effort and shifted it into this? Are you an IT uber geek guy that knows how to do this stuff or what?
No, I've always had interest in the political, political side of the liberty movement. Just campaigns, how they run, what works, and so we helped out. After getting experience with the first Ron Paul campaign, I moved on because John Dennis is a great candidate, and I wanted to help him out in the area, close to where I live. And so I did help him out there. We won a primary, which was great. And then, you just kind of realized that, hey, this is the one last shot for Ron Paul, and we got to make it happen. And so I decided, hey, we'll do this to help Ron Paul.
Okay, so John Dennis is in support of this project too, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is. He's definitely. I mean, he's helped out throughout. Making videos for us, and especially with with the AIM straw poll, he's made plenty of videos. He's in full support of it.
I enjoy talking to him. I mean, he's a good guy. He understands now. But I just, it's politics, man. I just like ew. But
yeah.
If you want to keep Ron Paul up on that stage in order to advocate for the philosophy that we hope to live by, at least culturally. I mean, the government goes down And as a Titanic, you know, I don't care. You know, I just want the philosophy and the culture of the people here to be such that, you know, hey, freedom's allowed. I mean, it's freaking allowed. Seriously, can it be allowed? You know, so this is the role that guys like John Dennis and you and I and Dr. Paul certainly have, is to advocate for this philosophy. And if a win in Iowa and a little bit of effort that people can do that you've made easy, you've made free, other than I got to give you my email, you made free for me to be able to do this, you know, cool. Good service. I wanted to make sure that we got a full understanding of it, how they go to rp2012.org, and that it's something that we can do from home and have a laser beam effect where it counts. And hopefully by listening to this show, people understand how it has that impact. So I leave it with that. And is there anything else you want to share with the audience?
Not at this point. No, thanks so much for having me and talking about this phone banking effort to Iowa. It's just, you know, this is it. You know, we've got 41 days until the Iowa caucus. So this is the time to get up and make phone calls, even if you haven't done it before. You know, it's not as hard as people think. It's just, you know, just going and doing it, and just, you know, that's it. You know, just
no, you made it easy. You know, I can see what you've done here. This is you know, you've made it about as easy as it's going to get.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, hey, you know, June Dam, you know, with RP2012.com. I appreciate you spending time with me, because, you know, this is information that people needed, you know, just to understand what they can do. And you've made it easy for them, and those that are inclined, interested, and have the time, or they got time and they don't have money. You know, they have the desire, but they don't know what to do. Well, you've taken care of that, as always happens with, you know, Ron Paul activists. They always have something that you can do. Well, June Dam has made sure that that has happened. June Dam, rp2012.org, go check it out, and hopefully, you know, share this show with your friends so that they understand exactly what they have the capacity to do.
Don't stop believing.